The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
As a longtime resident of this planet and a lucky native born of this incredible country, I need to speak out about why our United States, once the hope and promise of the world, is rapidly becoming weaker and unable to live up to its past expectations. It is our own goodness, generosity, and trusting nature which is destroying us. The topic is assimilation versus diversity, and it is in my book. Let's roll back the clock to around 1913 when my own European extended family was part of the greatest influx of immigrants to the United States. In the late 1920s, as a child, I saw how proud and grateful my family was to be here in America, where they saw the hope and opportunity non-existent in their native country. The one abiding desire of all immigrants at that time was to quickly learn to speak, read, and write English. In short, to become truly American. That's called assimilation. That desire to be American in no way diminished the love that newcomers had for their own culture, history, and national language. They knew it was their responsibility to keep their own heritage alive, and they never expected their newly adopted country to do that for them. Fast forward now to the early 1960s, when immigration surged again from Mexico, Korea, Japan, China, Vietnam, and many other countries. It was then that the notion of diversity became very popular, and it was celebrated ad nauseum by the politically correct left. Always motivated by feelings, never reality, the left felt that it was wonderful to have this mixture of cultures in the United States, and in many ways, it was true. However, the left, in its enthusiasm, felt that as a country, we the people were responsible to help these newcomers keep their respective languages and cultures alive. Big, big mistake. So, what happened? Since that time, most new citizens came from Mexico and spoke only Spanish. Our public education system, led by leftist educators, created English as a second language, whereby Mexican children receive most of their education in Spanish, so their parents and they did not have to learn English. They remained primarily Mexican but lived in America. That's called diversity. I call it disaster. Now let's fast forward to 2002. Like now, as a result of 40 years of diversity and the rejection of assimilation, many immigrants still do not understand English, but they do have the right to vote, so our voting ballots are now in many languages. This is stupid and wrong, and it's weakening and destroying the identity of our own country. It's time to demand that to vote, one must read, write, and understand English, and all ballots must be in English only because English is our national language. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.